Good morning, Dana. This is your tailor-made briefing for August 20th, 2026. Here's what you need to know today. The single most important thing I can tell you right now, you have a contract window that's open this week and closing fast. And the cost pressure hitting your business is coming from two directions at once, which means the futures price your importer quotes you is only telling you half the story. Let me explain exactly why this matters for Lakeline specifically. Arabica futures on the ICE September 2026 contract are trading in the 309 to 332 cents per pound range right now. Rabobank's current view is bearish through year-end, partly because Brazil is forecast to produce a record crop, 71.9 million bags total according to USDA and StoneX data. On the surface, that looks like good news. Prices are down from recent peaks. Analysts expect them to stay soft. You should be sitting pretty. But here's the blind spot. At the exact same time, container freight rates on Asia to U.S. East Coast routes just spiked 10% in a single week, according to bar chart. Shanghai to New York is now running $8,706 per 40-foot container. That freight cost doesn't show up in the ICE futures price. It shows up in your landed cost per bag when your importer sends the invoice. So what's happening in practice is this. The commodity number looks calm, which creates a false sense of stability, while the actual cost you're going to pay for your next shipment is rising independently of that number. Two forces moving against you simultaneously, and only one of them is visible if you're just watching the futures ticker. Looking ahead to the next few weeks, here's what I expect and why. The freight elevation is likely to persist through at least mid-September. Container rates at these levels typically take 4 to 8 weeks to normalize as shipping capacity adjusts. That's not a prediction based on gut feel. That's how this market historically responds. So even if Arabica futures drift lower, your per bag cost stays elevated from the freight side through at least the middle of next month. That compresses your roast margin from both ends at once. But the bigger near-term risk is on the futures side, not the freight side. Brazil's Q4 flowering season opens in September. The same Reuters reporting that shows El Niño is reducing frost risk right now also flags that Q4 dryness and heat represent the more serious threat to next crop development. Here's the chain that matters. If September and October rainfall falls short in Brazil's growing regions, the record surplus narrative collapses, not because the crop fails immediately, but because traders price in the risk before the physical shortage ever materializes. Futures markets move on fear of what's coming, not on what's already happened. I'd expect that repricing to happen fast, potentially within days of the first credible drought headline. The current 309 to 332 range is, in my read, likely the low point of this near-term cycle, not a new floor you can wait around on. The window where you can lock volume below the key upside breakout level of 335 cents per pound is measured in days, not weeks. There are a few things on the table right now that you should act on directly. The first and most time-sensitive is the contract lock itself. I'll come back to the exact action in a moment. The second is one you may not have thought about at all. If either cafe location experienced any damage or revenue disruption from the July 27th Chicago storms, the Small Business Administration has a disaster loan outreach center open in Chicago right now, specifically at the Pullman Branch Library on South Indiana Avenue, and it closes September 3rd. That's 13 days from today. Businesses in Cook County can access up to $2 million in low-interest loans for physical damages, and there's also an economic injury option. Walk-ins are accepted, and the cost to apply is zero. Even if the damage was minor, this is capital worth exploring before that door closes. The physical damage application deadline extends to October 19th, but the walk-in center closes September 3rd, so if you want in-person help navigating the application, this week and next week are your window. The third opportunity is a pricing move on your wholesale accounts. Early industry signals, and I want to be transparent here, this is an unconfirmed signal that warrants your own verification, suggests specialty coffee consumption is on a structural upward trend, with out-of-home prepared coffee remaining strong. If that holds, it means your wholesale and retail customers are in a growing market, which gives you pricing power you can use. With landed costs rising from both the futures and freight sides, this is the right moment to test a modest price increase with one or two of your lower sensitivity wholesale accounts before September delivery cycles lock in. Favorable demand conditions reduce the churn risk that would normally accompany a cost-driven price move. On the competitive front, there's no confirmed intelligence this week on specific moves from Intelligentsia, Metropolis, or Dark Matter. But here's what's worth watching. Every Chicago roaster is facing the exact same freight spike and futures window right now. This is a moment where acting first creates a durable margin advantage. If a larger competitor with a stronger importer relationship locks volume this week at current prices, they carry lower cost per bag through Q4, while you're locking at whatever the market looks like after September weather headlines hit. The competitive moat here isn't about product or brand, it's about who moves first on the supply side this week. So here's how I'd prioritize your next few days. The single most urgent action is contacting your green coffee importer before August 27th. That's 1 week from today, to lock 60 to 90 days of volume at current price levels. And when you call, don't just ask for the futures-based quote, ask for the full landed cost including current freight. That's the number that actually determines your margin. Given what I described about the freight situation, you may find the real cost is meaningfully higher than the futures price suggests, and you need that full picture to make an informed decision. After that call, do a quick payroll check against Chicago's Fair Work Week coverage threshold. The city updated it effective July 1st. Any supervisory or salaried staff crossing that hourly or annual threshold triggers scheduling and predictability compliance requirements, and a one-time check now protects you from a compliance issue you didn't see coming. I want to flag that the specific threshold figures in our data are sourced indirectly and should be confirmed against the City of Chicago's official posting before you act on them. And then, if the July storms touched either location at all, make the trip to Pullman before September 3rd. If I were in your position, Dana, the one thing I'd do today, not this week, today, is pick up the phone to your importer and ask for that full landed cost quote. Everything else flows from knowing that number accurately. That's your briefing for today. Stay ahead, and I'll talk to you next week.